ẹ káàbọ̀ sórí ètò mi lákọ̀tún àsìkò pẹ̀lú akànkẹ́ ṣé dáadáa ni mo bá yín wà with your girl akànkẹ́ ìṣọ́kìú. Welcome back guys, welcome back to No Other Podcast and Moments with Akànkẹ́, and I hope I met you guys well. I hope you are maintaining social distance. Well, in Ogun State, our lockdown has been lifted. Between Monday to Fridays, we can go out. Well, I'm excited and I'm not so excited anyways. But if it is not necessary for you to go out, you can still stay indoor. And if vice versa, make sure you are with your nose cover at all times and use your hand sanitizer when necessary to avoid embarrassment or shallying. It's for our own good, for our safety and that of our family members. Also, to my amazing listeners, thank you so much for your reposts. I see you guys. Thank you for commenting when necessary. You guys are the real MVPs and I appreciate you so much. I do not take your love for granted. Thank you so much. So before I continue on today's episode, I really want to rant because it has been giving me a headache. I've not been able to open my Twitter account since morning because things I've been seeing on people's status safe pisses me off. Like, why would you rape an innocent girl? Like, how do you guys even derive pleasure in raping? No is no. Once she's not interested, stop it. Just stop it. There's no fun there, so I don't know how you just derive joy in destroying someone's else destiny with just your 5 minute pleasure. It's really not cool. The girl who I went to study in church, you guys even had the guts to rape her in church. Not just in church, even. Like, I really don't know what to say. It's so disheartening, and it's not so good. We guys can do better than raping, and it starts from our homes. Sisters, mothers, if you have cousins, brothers, nephews, name it, friends, teach them how to care for a woman, teach them how to love a woman like their sisters. Okay, for example, what would you do if your sister come up to you and tell you that she was raped? What would you do? Would you tell her to just go and clean up her body and, you know, accuse her of, what were you wearing? Why were you there at that time? Were you not supposed to be doing this and that? It was because of your waywardness. It does not really make sense. And as I was, probably she was half naked. Probably why can't you just attack the guy that could not control himself? So it is a crime to visit you. It is a crime to just want to be around you, not even feel safe. We ladies are not even safe again. So teach your brothers how to love, how to care for a woman, not bullying us or raping us. It is bad. It is alarming. If you have friends that joke about it, report them, threaten them. And to those of you saying, not all boys are the same or not all men are the same, but part of you people saying not all men are the same, you are still doing bros code. To hell with bro code. Sorry, to hell with the bro code. You are still covering up that criminal and you think it is fine. It is not so cool. So if you have friends that joke about having their way forcefully over a woman, or you guys joke about it and you are seeing bro code, to hell with bro code. Please, you can do better. Okay, fine, you are not a rapist, but you have a friend that is a rapist. You also, somehow, you're a rapist. She's gone, an under level student, just about to start her life. How do you expect her parents to feel right now? It is well. That about that. So, on today's episode of Moments with Akinke, I'll be talking about something we all should take note of, something that should never be ignored in our relationships. I don't know why I have interest in relationships lately, but God, is this a sign? I don't know. God, when? God, what are you saying? Talk to your girl, I'm listening. Well, in a lighter mood, but you guys, if I eventually have the love of my life, like LOML in capital letter, you guys will not rest. I will pepper all of you, especially those people that used to pepper me. Jesus, hey, I've just been seeing money cake here and there, phone and cake. Ah, man, just God should just bless me with love of my life. So today I'll be talking about red flags. Red flags in capital letter. You can also say red signals or super red flags. They are actually things you should look out for in your relationship. But before I continue, I would love to appreciate those that took time to drop their comment as regards my last episode, which was a question and answer episode. And it was very, very unique because I did the asking of questions and I also answered them. So it was that unique. Yeah. So I asked a few questions and I would really, really love to share few points from my amazing listeners. So Sulia, shout out to Sulia. Sulia shared her own point of view as regards the housemaid issue. She said she was discussing it with her friends one day and I think the guy didn't agree. He said some housemates are diabolic, like they have spirits. Where is the lie anyways? Yeah, some housemates are funny. We read them in news, we watch them on TV, where housemates have all this, their witch, whatever spirit, or maltreat their ogre's children, or even try to snatch their ogre's husband or wife, and so on and so forth. So I talked about live-in and non-living housemates. The non-living housemates are those that don't necessarily have to stay with you guys. They don't necessarily have to live with you guys in the same house, under the same roof. They can just come, do whatever they have to do and leave. Probably between the hours of 9 to 6 p.m. or 5 p.m. depending on whatever deal you guys sign. So they don't necessarily have to live with you. So she said she was going to, you know, discuss that non-living part with her housemate. My mom will even always say, "Eh, oh no, my dear mother, they call Bokwe." Oh, yeah, but see. Also, Celia said that strictly by invitation wedding can't work for our mothers. Yeah. The last time I was talking about that, it was as if I was ranting or I was saying my own. African mothers, they will not grieve for you. They're the one doing weddings. So it won't really work with most of our mothers. As far as they are concerned, it is their wedding. But you're the one wearing the wedding gown. You're the girl child wearing the wedding gown. But it's actually your mommy that is doing wedding. She's doing it to me, babe. So you have to just, you know, agree with her. Just give her, you know, it is her day too. Let her enjoy it while it lasts. You know, you are going to your husband's house. Also, I asked a very, very, very sensitive question. I said, what will your husband do? What will your husband do to make you leave your house, your wedding, your marriage? And Celia said, domestic violence. Oh, domestic violence. Yes. Domestic violence is very, very bad. Physical abuse, it is very, very, very bad. So if you are experiencing one, do well to just flee, run for your life. Don't wait till the point of death. If possible, see a therapist. It is very, very, very important. Thank you, Sulia. Also, Duni, shout out to Duni. Duni said she can actually date someone 10 years older than her, but not younger. And she said that doesn't mean she can call him daddy or anything. Yeah, this age matter also is just understanding. You guys just need to understand yourself. And it depends on how well you relate. If your partner is your best friend, used to be your best friend, and you guys end up being together, it will be very, very easy. You guys are used to each other. You don't have to call him and that the bolu or sasa. You know, you guys can just be free, and you will even, people outside won't even know he's that older than you and all that. So she also said that her mom doesn't like small weddings. Yes, I said it earlier. They don't. African mothers would agree with you that they won't do a wedding. But she further said, she further went forward by saying, you should make her understand. Yes, make her serious is that this is what makes you happy. Like a small wedding, you don't really necessarily want big or plenty people at your wedding. Make her see reasons, make her understand. You don't need to be rude to her, you don't need to be harsh to her. You don't have any other mother that will represent you at your wedding. She carried you for months, so you should give her that respect. Then you guys will just reach a compromise. You get what I'm trying to say? Thank you, Dunning. Also, Turaya added about the issue of maintaining your father's name even after marriage. Yeah, for me, it is a yes. I agree. I would love to, you know. I even have friends that will still call me about it, even after I've given birth to all my children. I said it earlier in my last episode. So, she said there are some pre-existing documents that you can't just change like that. Yeah, let's say, for example, your letter of admission into the university. You were born in Adesino and you got married. Now, Mrs. Junaid or something. And you just want to change it like that when you've not even graduated. You might have issues getting your certificate, or you might not even be recognized because you are not using the name you used to apply for the admission or whatever. You get what I'm trying to say? So there are some times, there are some situations that will warrant you to maintain your father's name. So you guys will just have to discuss and understand each other. So don't let me bore you with my last episode. Just go and listen to it, keep sharing it, and keep dropping your views. I'll keep sharing. So on today's episode of red flags, I'm going to give a short illustration before I continue. We are all familiar with road signs. Road signs are those signs erected by the side or on top. For example, they are the traffic lights. And in our primary school, we were taught the yellow, orange, the green, and the red lights. Yellow means get ready. The green means go. That is, you know. Then red means stop. So wherever it is you're coming from, you just have to stop once you see the red light in front of you. Which brings me to today's discussion that you can't even ignore. You can't ignore it. You have to look out for it in your relationship with friends, people, even your business partners or those you do business together with or sell things together with. Once you have a business partner that lies all the time, these are red signals you need to correct in time and work towards it, or else it will affect your business. People won't believe you, and they won't know if it is not even your fault. Probably you want to order something for someone and you have a driver, and the driver keeps delaying all the time, and you keep apologizing. At some point they feel you're lying to them, whereas it is your driver. So these are red signals that you actually need to look out for. So it might necessarily not mean your boyfriend alone, even with your friends and so on and so forth. So I'll be talking about few relatable red signs. Red flag is like a warning of danger, like a caution. It makes you feel uncomfortable. Whatever it is makes you feel uncomfortable with someone. Yeah, whatever that thing is. Might be lie, might be lack of one thing or the other, might be lack of trust, might be security, whatever it is makes you feel uncomfortable with someone, even with your friend. There are red flags that you really, really need to take note of. First, I'll be talking about secretive pasts, such as addictive behaviors and illegal activities. Direct signals, smoking, lying, physical abuse,
fraud, bribery, is that the person you want to spend the rest of your life with? I don't think so. So these are red signals you need to address as soon as possible. Also, once your partner feels too big to apologize, it is a red signal. It's a red flag. Like, he's a man, doesn't need to apologize. Is the head? Yes. You know, guys and their ego. If he doesn't say anything bad in whatever it is he does to you, how he acts, how he talks to you, even amidst your friends, those are red signals. And people like that are even capable of physical abuse. They'll beat you and see nothing bad in it. Please check it. Anger issues can't be overemphasized. Yeah, you guys will have there'll be a time you argue about something, she wants to say her point and she feels she's right, he wants to express himself and he feels what he is saying is right also. No, not giving each other opportunity to talk or trash things out. Anger issues, every little thing. Are you stupid? Are you mad? I'll slap you out. Please, those are red flags you actually need to be conscious of. Yes, even the tongue and the teeth fight. Once you eat something and it's very, very sweet and you just, in fact, you receive that message in your brain, like the pain. You get, so it is normal, but then don't let it lead to violence. Correct with love, argue with love. You know, it's always so it's always so romantic. We used to watch all these Nollywood movies now, you know, when the girl is just like, why didn't this, and the guy just moves closer and, you know, kisses her. Oh god. Please, let's be romantic. Yes, we girls can be, you know, we can be so funny. We want to express ourselves, even if what we are saying, we don't mean it from the bottom of our heart. But they just embrace us, and it will take you 5 minutes. So, anger issues, work on it. If need be, see a therapist also. Also, there's this lack of trust. It's very, very funny. If a guy doesn't even trust you with his friends, with people around him, these two can't be overemphasized. You guys need to talk to each other about it. If possible, confess your love to each other once in a while. Once a guy even tells you he loves you, once a lady says it's repeatedly that he loves you, it's from the bottom of my heart. I'm a lady too, and we mean whatever we say. I don't know about guys. You guys should stand up for each other and come out and say your own, but I'm talking on behalf of the ladies. I'm advocating on their behalf. Whatever it is we say, we mean it from the bottom of our hearts. So if she tells you she's not going out with this person, if she tells you she's just friends with this person, please believe her. Okay, so learn to trust each other. Also, controlling behavior is also a big red flag. That is the the domineering attitude. Yes, he always wants to be in charge. He's the man. Yes, you know, you are the man. You deserve respect, but earn it also. You earn it. He wants to be in charge. He's not giving you any opportunity to talk or beware. If he tells you, okay, you are leaving, check the time, you are leaving this house by 8 a.m. Make sure you are back by 5 o'clock. And once it is 5:10 and you are still at the bus stop, you are already calling all his friends that help me beg Dare will not open the door for me. And you guys are still cutting. You've not married, though. What now happens when you guys marry? Hey! Flee, 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 flee. It's a red flag. I don't know why I'm doing like a Yoruba woman today. Yeah, so control. Yeah, it's fine, it's normal. You have to respect your man. Yeah, it's cool, but don't misuse the opportunity. And you have to control everything she does, whoever she talks to, where she goes to. People like that end up being obsessive, and when you are too obsessive about something, it is very, very bad. Yeah, there are ladies too that wants to feel like they are in charge. Probably you are earning more than the guy. you get, you know me, I don't like being biased. There are some ladies too, probably they are earning more than the guy and they feel, who is he, how much is he earning? That chicken change. No matter what, you should respect your man. And guys, avoid being too controlling or something. This one is very, very, very important. Once you are dating someone and their family members does not like you, it is very, very dangerous. Once you're dating someone and one of his family members does not like you, talk less of his mother or his sister. If your friend's sister does not like you, you have to gain her love, her trust, her everything. I know what I'm saying, no? It's okay. Even if he promises you heaven and earth, if he says fine, he will flee, at least he's the man, his girlfriend, he's marrying you and blah blah blah. Make him see reasons why his family members must love you. Because I don't know about any other place, but in Yoruba land, you are marrying the family, not your husband self. Yeah, he brought you home. You are marrying his family. You are getting married to his family. That's why you have to give them the respect they deserve. Because if they say no, forget it. See finish. Forget it. I don't know how you want to do it. I don't know how much you guys love each other. It is no. Because believe you me, a son won't disrespect his mother. That's it. He will also see reasons to why, so make him see reasons why his family members should love you. Gain their trust, gain their love. By prayer, by fire, by thunder, pray that she must love you. One of their family members must love you. I don't know if you've seen Mother-in-Law. It's a Mozambican movie whereby the husband's mother doesn't like the girl. And it's not like she has met her somewhere else, or I think because of her tribe or something. She didn't give up, she kept on praying. We ladies at times, some of us are not that patient. You get what I'm trying to say? But don't go ahead. Don't elope with somebody else's son. And sons too, don't elope with somebody else's daughter. Remember, you have to gain their blessings also. Insecurities also, when you are not confident, when you doubt someone you're even going out with, when you are not certain about this person, you're having insecurity issues, it's also a red flag you need to look out for. If he keeps questioning you all the time, are you sure this will work? Are you sure this will work? Well, is this going to lead anywhere? And he's not even making any attempt to make it work. Those are red signals, red flags. That means he's tired already. You get what I'm trying? And the biggest of all red signals is the physical abuse. He loves me. I actually provoked him. That's why he slapped me. Ha! I provoked him. He would change. It's just little misunderstanding. A responsible guy should not raise his hand. Talk less of now making the hand land on your face or any part of your precious body. A responsible man, someone that loves you, that respects you, won't raise his hand on you. So if you are experiencing this in your relationship just while cutting, what will happen when you guys get married? It will turn you into a punching bag. So please, these are red signals, red flags you need to take note of, you need to look out for. So that's it on today's episode of Moments with Akonke. If there's any other red flags you want to talk about and I did not mention, you can feel free to share with me and we'll rub minds together. But remember, whatever it is make you uncomfortable with whoever you're going out with, be it your partner or your friends or your business partners, those are red flags you need to look out for, correct immediately. So in conclusion, whatever the red flags might be, talk about it, work it out, if need be, see a therapist. Also, quickly, I want to talk about our health also. Our body speaks. Yeah, we human beings don't just listen. So let's form the habit of listening to our body. Whenever you feel stressed or tired, if need be, drop your phone for a while, relax. You might not necessarily need to sleep, but just close your eyes and relax and don't even think about anything. Listen to your body. Remember, health is wealth. I love you guys and I want to hear from you every day. I want to hear from you. I want to be sure you guys are feeling okay. So remember to smile and stay productive this new week. Happy new month, guys. Bye.